The Holy Letters of the Rebbe in volume 15. This is dated, this is letter number 5358, Baruch Hashem, dated the 11th of Nisan, Yud Aleph Nisan, Tovshin Yud Zayin, Brooklyn. The Rebbe is addressing it to activists. The Rebbe has written to him before. It says Shin Beis. I'm not sure whether it stands for Shalom Ber or Shmuel Betzalel, or whatever it is. I'm not sure what his first name is. It says Shin Beis here. But they called him Dr. Ullman. So the Rebbe is sending him his blessings for the festival of Matzahs, this Pesach, which is the time of our freedom that's upon us, coming up upon us, and for all the Yidden, for the good. I want to express hereby my blessing for a kosher and a happy Yom Tov, and for true freedom. True freedom meaning freedom from worries, physical worries or spiritual worries, anything that would hold back a person from serving Hashem with joy and gladness of heart. That's the Rebbe's blessing. The Rebbe's blessing is for freedom, not to have any worries, not physical and not spiritual worries. That will interfere with serving Hashem with joy. And then to extend this freedom and joy to the entire year. Especially, the Rebbe gave in a similar way, especially that the service of Hashem, as we've been instructed, has to be in a way, in the Torah, which is a living Torah, it's in all mass aspects of the person. So which means, it's not only when you're serving Hashem, when you're davening or you're learning, that should be with joy, but we serve Hashem in every aspect of the person during the whole entire day and night. As the Pasuk says, "B'chol derechecha day," in all the ways, whatever you do, know Hashem. The Rebbe has used this line several people. The Rebbe blesses him with the blessing of the festival. Then the Rebbe says, "It was pleasant to me to find out that you visited several times in the institution Talmud Torah Beis Yosef Yeshivas Lubavitch that is in Toronto." And so the Rebbe writes to him, "It is for sure I don't have to encourage you about helping and about putting in effort in anything that is connected to this educational institution, which is done on authentic, pure, holy Yiddishkeit, to base it, to develop it, to strengthen it, and to develop it in all aspects." And the Rebbe says, it is something which we assume, a chazaka. This is in the Talmud. If you send somebody to do a job for you, and you don't sure if the person did it or not, like you made somebody an agent to sell your chametz, right? You can assume that he sold your chametz for you if you sent him an agent. And the Rebbe says, it is assumed that you're a shaliach, because every yid is a shaliach, is obligated to fulfill the command of Hashem to increase Torah, to strengthen Torah. So since you're a shaliach, that you do your shlichus, that you certainly would do this. So the Rebbe says, I don't have to encourage you about that, because you probably did it, because the assumption is, since you are a shliach, I guess, from Hashem, therefore you must have done it. And the Rebbe says, I was visited by Dr. Yud Goldschmidt, Sheyichya, who is the Menahel, he is the leader of the religious, public religious education of the section in the Holy Land. So this Dr. Yud Goldschmidt is the Menahel Machlekes Chinuch Mamlachti Dati, the religious education. He's the Menahel, the leader, that is the Holy Land. And when I spoke to him about the curriculum of the studies, I asked him about the book of Your Honor that was published in English, which is called Tarbus V'Yahadus. That's Judaism and culture and Judaism. So when I spoke to him, I asked him about that book, and I said that it is fitting to acquaint the teachers with the contents of your book. I mean, this is Dr. Ullman's book. And I was very surprised to hear from him that you did not tell him about that your book was published. You know, the Rebbe was encouraging him, and he said that book was very important for the teachers, you know, the book of Tarbut V'Yahadut. Anyways, this Shin Beis Oma stands for Shlomo Baruch. Shlomo Baruch Oman. Okay.